6 prompting principles for improving Claude code output quality. Learn how to structure and communicate context, output contracts, exception handling, and validation criteria instead of simply asking Claude code to generate code. It also provides prompt templates you can immediately apply to new agent development, feature additions, and bug fixes. 1. Before starting the task, document the user context, problem to solve, success criteria, and technical constraints in a single document. 2. Specify the deliverables file structure, data format, permitted scope, and completion criteria in a concrete output contract. 3. Define foreseeable exceptions, such as external API failures, empty results, duplicate data, and authentication errors, along with response policies. 4. Divide the work into planning review, minimum viable implementation, automated testing, and feature expansion, and review the results at each stage. 5. Instead of making vague rework requests, provide failure cases and measurable improvement goals, then validate against the final acceptance criteria. Coding agents such as Claude Code are not merely tools that generate snippets of code. They are working environments that can explore repositories, modify multiple files, and run tests and commands. Therefore, the quality of the result depends less on how plausible the wording sounds and more on how clearly the scope of work and validation methods are defined. A good prompt is not a lengthy explanation, but an actionable work specification. It should communicate not only what to build, but also why it is needed, which conditions must be followed, how failures should be handled, and what must pass for the work to be considered complete. First, distinguish between the prompt and the execution environment. Vibe coding is a collaborative approach in which intent is communicated in natural language, and an AI agent handles the implementation. However, the fact that a request was made in natural language does not guarantee code accuracy or operational stability. The following elements work together in a Claude Code task. Element role: what to confirm in the prompt user request communicates the goal and scope of changes, purpose, priorities, prohibitions. Repository context provides the existing structure and rules framework. Execution commands: related files Claude. MD provides project instructions that are applied. Repeatedly coding rules, testing methods, directory conventions, tool permissions, controls the permitted scope of file modifications and command execution commands that may be run and tasks requiring prior confirmation. External connections provide access to APIs, databases, MCP servers, and more. Authentication method, trust boundaries, failure policy validation procedure determines whether the result meets the requirements tests. Static analysis, manual checks. Writing a good prompt alone does not solve every problem. For example, Claude Code can create scheduled execution code, but running a task even while a computer is turned off requires a separate server, CI service, or operating system scheduler. Email delivery also cannot be completed without actual provider credentials and sending permissions. Principle 1. Explain the background, purpose, and constraints first. If you provide only the name of the desired result, such as build me a news collection agent, the agent must guess the users, data sources, execution environment, and success criteria. Even for the same news collector, a business development manager, investor, and university newspaper editor will need different sources and classification criteria. Insufficient request: build me an AI news collection agent. Improved request: I am a business development manager at an IT startup. Before starting work each day, I want to quickly review news in the AI, cloud, and fintech sectors that could affect business partnerships or product strategy. Goals: collect recent article candidates for each specified keyword. Remove articles with the same URL and duplicates with similar titles. Classify impact as high, medium, or low, based on whether a product or partnership decision is required within 3 months. Produce the results as a Korean email briefing. Constraints: preserve the current repository's Python version and package management approach. Before adding a new library, explain its necessity and alternatives. Do not record API keys or email passwords in code or logs. Generate only a preview file before sending an actual email. First, investigate the repository structure and how to run it, then propose an implementation plan. Do not guess unknown environment details. Organize them into a list of questions. Good background information includes the following four items: user and usage context, who will use it when and for what decision goal, what problem must be solved rather than simply what code must be written constraints, which technologies, security rules, cost limits, or time limits must be maintained non-goals, which features are explicitly excluded from. This change stating non-goals prevents the scope from expanding indefinitely. For example, defining that scheduled execution and actual email delivery are excluded from this phase allows the collection and classification logic to be validated reliably first. Principle 2. Turn the desired output format into an output contract. Send it as a nicely formatted email can be interpreted differently by each person. Rather than showing only an example, define the required fields, allowed values, handling of missing data, and sort order together. Email subject: news briefing YIMMDD today's top news article format in the body. 1. Title summary: 1-2 sentences in Korean impact, high, medium, low reason for assessment. 1 sentence source, publisher name link, original article URL sorting rules. 1. Highest impact first 2. If impact is the same, most recent publication time first statistics at the bottom. Total number of articles by impact level keywords with no search results constraints. Do not invent figures or claims in the summary that are not in the original article. If the date cannot be verified, do not estimate it. Mark it as unable to verify. Exclude items without links from the final briefing. If results must be passed between programs, it is helpful to request a JSON schema or type definition along with a human-readable example. Title, string, summary, string, impact, high, medium, low, reason, string, source, string, URL, absolute URL, published at, ISO 8600 one string null, an output contract includes not only format but also meaning. If there are no assessment criteria defining what impact high means, the JSON syntax may be correct, while the classification results remain inconsistent. Principle 3. Specify exceptional situations and recovery policies. The quality of production code is revealed more clearly in failure paths than in the normal path. A prompt should state foreseeable failures, whether retries are allowed, when the user should be notified, and which information must not be recorded. Exceptional situation example recommended policy: no search results skip the keyword and record it in the final statistics, temporary network error, retry only a limited number of times at set intervals, authentication failure, do not retry. Stop immediately and provide instructions to check the configuration API rate limit, follow the responses waiting instructions, and prohibit infinite retries, duplicate articles, remove them based on normalized URLs and title similarity malformed data, preserve the original and isolate only the affected item email delivery failure if it still fails after. Retries, send an alternative notification, or record a failure status, partial success, report successful results, separately from failed items. You can request specific policies as follows. Treat network timeouts as retrievable errors. Wait between retries, and if the maximum number is exceeded, mark only that source as failed. Stop immediately for authentication errors and invalid requests, because repeating them will not resolve the problem. For every error log, record the time, task stage, source, and error type, but do not record API keys, full email addresses, authentication headers, or full article bodies. Use process exit statuses to distinguish complete success, partial success, and complete failure. Values such as retry 3 times or wait 5 seconds are not universally correct. They must be determined within the project based on the external service's official limits, the urgency of the task, and the risk of duplicate execution. Tasks with side effects, such as payments or message delivery, may be processed more than once if automatically retried without an idempotency guarantee. Principle 4. Develop incrementally in the order of plan, minimum implementation, and validation, connecting multiple external services and automated execution all at once makes it difficult to isolate the cause of an error. Dividing the implementation into small validation units allows the inputs and outputs of each stage to be checked. Recommended sequence: investigate the repository structure, related files, and execution commands. Have the agent present a plan and the files that will be affected before changing code. Implement collection using one keyword and fix sample data. Test deduplication and impact classifications separately. Validate the email with a local preview instead of actual delivery. Add actual provider integration and scheduled execution after the tests pass. The first request can be limited as follows. Perform only phase one for now. Investigate the repository and report the following. The current application's entry point, related modules and test files, the package management and test commands in use files that are likely to require changes questions that must be resolved before implementation do not modify any files. Yet, after reviewing the plan, implement with a narrower scope of changes. Of the approved plan, implement only news collection and deduplication. Do not add classification, email delivery, or scheduled execution. Make it runnable with fixed test data and summarize the modified files and test results at the end. If a planning-only mode is available in the Claude Code environment, it can be used during the exploration and design phases. However, a plausible plan does not mean the implementation is correct, so actual tests and code review must follow. Principle 5. Provide feedback with failure cases and numbers. Feedback such as the result is not very good, performance is slow, or the classification is wrong makes it difficult to determine how to revise the implementation. You must provide the current state, expected state, reproduction input, and the acceptable scope of change. Request to revise length. The current email body is generated at approximately 3,000 characters. I want to reduce it to at most 500 characters so it can be read quickly on mobile. Limit each article summary to 1-2 sentences and retain the reason for assessment. Link the original URL to the title and remove the separate link line. Keep the statistics at the bottom. Request to revise classification criteria of the 10 test records. 8 were classified as high. Classify long-term technology forecasts or general product introductions as low. Classify an article as high only when there is specific evidence that a decision on pricing, product roadmaps, regulatory response, or partnerships must change within 3 months. For the attached cases, R&B should be high and C should be low. Revise the classification rules and add these cases as regression tests. Request to improve performance. The average execution time for the same sample input is currently approximately 45 seconds. The target is at most 30 seconds in the same environment. First, measure the time for each stage and show the bottleneck. Do not remove result accuracy or error handling. Compare the effects and risks of the improvement options, then apply the smallest change first. Performance figures can be compared only when the measurement environment and input data are the same. Do not conclude that performance has improved based on a single execution result. The measurement method, sample, and cache state must also be fixed. Principle 6. Use prompt templates for each type of task, new agent creation template role, and context. I am a profession/role trying to solve problem situation. This result will be used by user or downstream system. Goal result to achieve and success criteria execution, trigger manual execution, event, scheduled time, etc. Input data source. File/API/database required fields. Field list authentication method. Environment variable or secret management method, processing logic 1. Step 1-2. Step 2-3. Step 3 output contract file format, schema, template, sorting and missing data rules exception handling empty results, timeouts, authentication errors, partial failure policy constraints and non-goals technologies to preserve. Items prohibitions. Items features excluded from. This task, items validation tests that must pass. Items to include in the completion report. Changed files, execution commands, test results, remaining risks. First investigate the repository and present an implementation plan. Do not guess unknown information, ask questions. Existing feature, addition template, add new feature to the existing agent or module name. The new feature must run after existing stage A and before existing stage B. Detailed logic. Conditions and processing rules, input/output format, behavior on failure preservation requirements. Do not change the existing public interfaces or configuration format. Preserve all existing tests. Do not modify unrelated files. First, explain the scope of impact and regression risks, then add tests that preserve the existing behavior before implementing the feature. Bug fix template, reproduce the following error and fix its root cause. Full error message and stack trace with secrets and personal information removed conditions. Execution command, command input, minimal reproduction input environment, operating system, runtime, relevant versions, point of occurrence, which stage expected behavior. Result that should appear under normal operation, actual behavior, currently observed result request. 1. Reproduce the error first. 2. Explain the cause based on evidence. 3. Fix it within the smallest possible scope. 4. Add a regression test that prevents the same error. 5. Report the test's run and remaining risks. When pasting error messages, remove sensitive information such as API keys, session tokens, customer data, and internal addresses. Complete example. News briefing agent request the following example combines all six principles into a single request. I am a business development manager at a SaaS startup. I want to review only news about changes in the AI, cloud, and fintech markets that could alter product or partnership decisions within 3 months. Investigate the current repository and design a news briefing tool. In the first phase, implement only the functionality that reads sample JSON, removes duplicates, classifies impact, and creates an HTML preview file. Web search, actual email delivery, and scheduled execution are excluded from this phase. Input fields, title, URL, source, published at, body processing rules. Treat records with the same normalized URL as duplicates. Even if URLs differ, mark articles with similar titles as duplicate candidates. Classify only articles requiring specific changes to pricing, regulatory response, product roadmaps, or partnership decisions within 3 months as high impact. If evidence is insufficient, do not guess a high rating. Output, display the title, 1-2 sentence summary, impact, reason for assessment, source, and URL. Sort by highest impact first. Display the total count, number of duplicates removed, and count by rating at the bottom. Exception handling. Do not exclude items missing required fields, record them in a separate error list. Do not estimate invalid dates, keep them as null. Do not leave full article bodies or authentication information in logs. Validation. Test normal input, empty input, duplicate URLs, invalid dates, and missing required fields. If existing tests are present, they must all pass. Work sequence 1. Investigate the repository structure and related files. 2. Present the files to be modified and the test plan. 3. Do not change code until I have reviewed the plan. 4. After approval, implement the minimum functionality and report the test results. This request does not ask for every required feature to be deployed to the production environment at once. Its scope is limited, and the meaning of the output, failure handling, and test cases are defined together, making the result easy to assess. Quality criteria that are easy to miss with prompts alone. Many vibe coding guides focus on writing more detailed instructions. However, additional factors that determine actual quality are verifiability, change control, observability, and security boundaries. 1. Turn acceptance criteria into tests instead of saying make it work well. Provide paired inputs and expected outputs. Preserve important classification cases as regression tests to confirm that the results remain consistent after subsequent changes. 2. Do not use the agent self-assessment as final evidence. An agent saying completed is not the same as the test's passing. Have it report the commands run, test results, changed files, and unresolved risks, and have a person review the diff. 3. Minimize permissions and secrets. Do not provide access to unnecessary directories, production databases, and deployment credentials all at once. Do not place API keys directly in prompts or repositories. Use environment variables or an approved secret management system. Do not grant sensitive repository access to MCP servers or scripts of unknown origin. 4. Require observable code for automated tasks. Retain information needed to identify the cause of failures, such as status by stage, structured errors, execution time, and number of records processed. Remove authentication information and personal information from logs. 5. Make changes reversible. Do not mix unrelated refactoring and feature additions into the same change. Reviewing diffs in small units and recording them in version control makes it easier to isolate and revert incorrect changes. Claude Code Project Operation tips record recurring project rules briefly and specifically in Claude MD. Provide build, test, and lint commands in a form that can actually be executed. Do not place secrets, one-off error logs, or lengthy reference documents in Claude MD. Before large-scale changes, have the agent investigate related files and dependencies first. When adding a new package, review its necessity, license, and maintenance risks. Do not automatically approve dangerous deletion, deployment, or data modification commands. Before connecting an external API or MCP, confirm where the data will be transmitted. At completion, have the agent summarize changed files, execution commands, test results, and remaining limitations. Pre-submission checklist are the user and usage context explained. Are goals and non-goals separated? Are existing technologies and prohibited changes specified? Are the input data and output format defined? Are the meanings of classification values and status values explained? Are there policies for empty results, authentication failures, timeouts, and partial failures? Are planning and implementation separated into stages? Are there tests for normal, boundary, and failure cases? Are secrets and personal information excluded from prompts and logs? Have you requested a diff and execution evidence for human review? The key to a good Claude code prompt is not writing a long command. It is reducing what the agent must guess and enabling a third party to reproduce and assess whether the result is correct.